From KALW, this is Sights and Sound, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is singer Dylan Chambers. Hey, Dylan.
Hey. Yeah.
Dylan and his dad, Lester Chambers, will play with their band Moon Alice at Bottle Rock Festival on May 28th. And right now, we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is the Haight Street Art Center in Lower Haight. It's a space created to promote poster art and artists, and according to their website, they're influenced by San Francisco's counterculture to provide educational and engaging experiences through art, music, and exhibitions. They also partner with local schools and organizations to teach art classes. I like the sound of that, Dylan, working with schools. What's your favorite thing about this center?
Well, my favorite thing is that when I'm not on tour, I work there. And so anybody that wants to come on down could come see me. I've been there since 2017. We do a lot for the community. We do a lot for people of color in the community. We do a lot for the LGBTQ plus community. We try to bring so much awareness and education and activities to keep people engaged. We're free to the public. We have classes that, engage in poster creation and all kinds of different forms of art. And it's just a beautiful space to help educate youngsters to know about art and how that they can do art to have a career in their life and fulfill their desires to be creative.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing that work. That's the Haight Street Art Center in San Francisco's Lower Haight District. Your next pick is Brewster's Beer Garden in downtown Petaluma. Their food is influenced by Southern Carolina barbecue with over 30 locally craft beers to choose from. And food is just only part of the experience. Their outdoor seating has a fire pit and live music. And it's surrounded by the historic setting of Petaluma. It's also a family and pet friendly spot. Now, Dylan, barbecue food. I don't drink beer, but you got me on barbecue and live music.
We've got other drinks too that aren't alcoholic, and it's a beautiful setting. It's outdoors. They got a lot of space. They've got live music all the time. Majority of the time, the music is free, so it's like you can come down, have a drink, eat some or non-alcoholic drink. Bring your kids, your family, your pets. There's games and things for the kids as well. And hear some local music and like eat some great craft food and drink some great craft drinks and be right near the Petaluma River, downtown Petaluma, and just enjoy.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That's Brewster's Beer Garden in downtown Petaluma. And your final pick is Helen Putnam Regional Park in Petaluma. The park has 6 miles of hiking trails across grassy hillsides and the woods. Some of the trails take you to the top of the hills and they give you Instagram-worthy shots of the city and the Sonoma countryside. I love Sonoma. But if you just want to be outdoors just to chill and escape city life, there's a fishing pond to relax and also a picnic area just to enjoy a good meal. Now, Dylan, tell us what areas of the park we should explore or just chill at.
Well, it depends on your level of energy and outdoorsness, because there's some really steep trails that you can hike up that have like a lot of different terrain. There's bike paths, so if you wanted to take your bike and just cruise through some bike paths. And then if you just want to go out for a day with your pet and go for a nice long hike and bring, a backpack full of snacks or a picnic and be with your loved one and be outdoors and feel that safe environment of not necessarily needing to be indoors or around people, or if the mandates pop back up, it's still a place to go and be. And it's a beautiful part of Petaluma and a beautiful landscape to see the Sonoma hillside and enjoy some nature.
That's the Helen Putnam Regional Park in Petaluma. I've been speaking with singer Dylan Chambers. He'll be performing alongside his dad, the legendary Lester Chambers, in their band Moon Alice at Bottle Rock Festival on May 28th in Napa Valley. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Krista McCandless. I'm Janae Darden.